You were holding daf nun chesam ralef. You're on 10 lines down. The first line of the big lines. You had the ben zayma. We'll start over again. So the four. We'll start over again. Can the ben zayma roar? You'll start from here. So just left from where we said. We'll start over again from the first one of the big lines. Ben zayma. The mice was ben zayma roya uchlaso agabe mala baharabais. Ben Zayma saw an Uchlasa, which means he saw 600,000 people on top of the Harabais. Omar made the bracha, Boruch Chochem HaRozim. He ventures the Eibishter, like he knows all the Rozim, all the secrets of the people, he knows how to take care of 600,000 people. O Boruch, he also made a bracha, Ben Zayma, Sheboruch Kol Eilu Misham Sheni, because Baruch created all these people to mishamish him. Now this is like the next Meister. Ben Zayma was a very rich person. And he had all these people working for him. So he gave like a shvach v'dot to the Eibishter that they all worked for him. Drash like l'sham sheni, shehem chorshim v'zorim, they plowed and seeded for me, v'ani moitzi muchen, I found everything muchen. That was Ben Zayma. Who are you? This is Ben Zayma was saying, kama yigiyas yog adam rishin, how hard adam rishin had to work, at shemot zapat, till he finally got bretit, lechom. Chorosh, you had a plow, the Zorah, seed, the Kot, Sakot, the Yoma, the Dash, the Zero, Borah, the Techin, the Hirkid, the Lash, the Yofa. After kneading, then he finally baked. The Yachakachocho, then Adam Rishon first ate the bread. Vani, this is Ben Zayma saying, Mashke, I wake up, I find everything all Masukin in front of me. Like we said before, he was a big usher, and he had like 600,000 people working for him. I don't know, it could be Tadugma, it could be Sonny Guzma. But he said he had a lot of people working for him, so everything was looking for him. Right, so the
what he probably means is that the whole society is working to effect the welfare of every individual man. In other words, the system of the society allows for...
But here's Mashamur. Here's Mashamur. The first bracha was Lisham Sheini. They all worked for me. So we'll soon see later, right. Rashi says that he was an usher and they were all working for him. Yeah, we'll soon see. More. Kama. Right, the kama yigiyah adam rishin at shemotz beged lubish till adam got a beged to wear. Gozav, he had a shear off the womb. V'lovin, make it white. V'nofatz comb it. V'tova, spin it. V'yorag, weave it. V'yachakach motz beged lubish. V'ani mashkim amoytzi kol elu musikonim lefonai. And kol umoys shaytois uboyes lepesach beisi. All different type of merchants are coming to me to buy things from me. Here Rashi says. Kol umayis shaytei sabayis lepisi osher hoyis. Ben Zayma was a very rich person. Va'kol boyim etzel lischer, but he came to him to do business with him. Va'ani mashkim amoytzi kol elu lefonai, and I wake up and find everything muchin in front of me. So like he was giving shvach, he was giving thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who are you? Oirech toiv. What is an oirech toiv supposed to say? Like a good midah. Ma woyne kama tirchois torach balabayis teshvili. When the oirech, you go to a guest, eat by somebody, you're supposed to say to the balabos afterwards, how nice you worked for me. Kama boss of vilafon, how much meat you brought special for me. Kama yayin hei vilafonai. Kama gluskoyes hei vilafon, how much good cake you brought for me. V'chom masha toruch l'toruch el levishvili. Everything you work, you only work for me. That's what an oirech toiv does. And the mirror speaks out, this is our midas toivos, that you say more really than he did. Because really, if you're clear into the truth, what's the truth? The truth is really like the next one's going to say. What does a bad guest say? Ma weina, ma terech terech balabayeze. What kind of terech is the balabas do? Pasach esachalti. So really, he's right. I only ate, compared to those suda, I ate one piece of bread. Chatichach esachalti, one slice. Kaisach eshashisi, one kais you only drank. Koterech terech balabayeze. The terech ele bishvil ishto yavonav, which is like a true. When the balabas would have made the same type of a suda mustama for his own family, for his own wife and kids, whether I'm there or not. So that's what Erich Ra says. So Gemiri says it's like Midas Royce. It's like maybe it's true, but it's not nice to say that. That's not called you have Akoros HaTayv. You're supposed to thank the Baal HaBos, and Gemiri says you'll not even be Meshabeach him more than he really did. And that's the Erich Tayv. Like you say, everything you only did because of me. Even though it's really not true, Avadi he did because of himself also. But like Midas Tayv is to thank him at this Akoros HaTayv. Aloyich toiv ma wayne. What is supposed to say about a good guest? Zechor ki sazgiya poloi. Asher shoyroi anoshim. That people will sing about him and they'll be happy with him. Aloyich rak. The pasuk says People be afraid of him. It's like you're a bad person. But the new pasuk says, "Veish b'imei shoyl, the times of shoyl, zokin, very old, bor b'anoshim, he came with a lot of people." What does it mean? This Yishai ben David. What does it mean? Bor b'anoshim came with people. Amarova v'itaymo Rav Zvid v'itaymo Rav Oshia ze Yishai avi David. From David's father Yishai, sheyotza b'aluchsa, he went out with a large amount of people, 600,000 people. The nichnas b'aluchsa, he came in with this amount of people. The Dorish b'aluchsa, when he gave a drasha, he had 600,000 people there, all came to drasha. Omar ula naktinon ein aluchsa b'bovel. There's no aluchsa b'bovel. Either it means that they never had so many Yidin all together at one time to have 600,000 Yidin together in Bavel, yeah, or else it means there's no din aluchs in there. Tana, another Brisa says, ein aluchsa, ein achusa, pchusa mishishim abuya. Whenever it says there's achusa, it means there are 600,000 people there. So it can't be less than that. So that's Pshat before we say, when you see 600,000 Yidin, you have to make a bracha, baruch shechocham horozim. Like Kodesh Baruch was such a chacham that he knows how to take care of so many people. As the Gemara said, everybody looks different and everybody thinks different, and still like Kodesh Baruch understands everybody. That's called the chacham harozim. We'll see more about it later. Tana Rabbonim, haroye chacham Yisrael. You see a chacham from Yisrael. Oime baruch shecholak mechachmasa liyreil. That Kodesh Baruch gave off a chelik of his chochma liyurei of this big Talmud chochem. Chachme oivik chochem, you see a big chochem, a goy. So his chochma means that he's a big chochem in divine chochmas. It doesn't mean he's a grace of Eved Avodah Zorah. His chochem in different Avodah Zorahs. It means a chochem in chochmas umasalam. There are seven different types of chochmas. So you have to make a brach on him. Oime borach shenotan me chochmasam libriyaitav. Whereas the Goyim says the Baruch is Lebos of Adam. And Allah has brought down, that's the Nusach of Baruch, you say. Baruch Shenosam, Michach Mosam, Lebos of Adam. Here it says Allah Shenosam, and before it says Allah Shecholak. Because a Tzadik is like a Chiz Neshama comes from a Chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's called Shecholak Michach Mosam. Hashem took a Chelik of his Chachmam and put it down to the Chachm Yisrael. But by the Goyim, we just say Shenosam. Hashem gave Chachma to this person. Horoya Malcha Yisrael, you see a Melech of Yisrael, Oime, a special bracha, Baruch Shecholak Michvoidel Yireya. Also, Hashem gave a chelik of his covenant to the Melech. Malcha Yadik Chavim, you see a Goyish king, Oime, Baruch Shenosan Michvoidel Yosef, or the Goyim says, the boss of Adam. But just Shenosan is not a chelik of Hashem, just that Hashem gave him covenant. Om Reb Yechinen, La'olam Yishtad Aladim, Loritz Likras Malcha Yisrael, is a mitzvah to go to run to see a melech of Yisrael, for lo likras malcha Yisrael bavad, not only to see a Yiddish king, el afilo likras malcha yadikovim, afilo to see a goyish king. What's the mitzvah to see a goyish king? Shem yiske, if you be zeiche to moisa Mashiach, yavchin bein malcha Yisrael and malcha yadikovim. You'll be able to later to appreciate the difference between malcha Yisrael and malcha yadikovim. Therefore, there's an Indian right now to see it. And avad is an Indian to see malcha Yisrael. Rav Sheshes Sagi Norhevi. Rav Sheshes was blind. He couldn't see. Hevi Ko'ozol Kulei Alma L'Kabulei Ape Malka. The king was coming into the town. So everybody, all the Yidin, were going to Mekabaponim. Like Rav Yechon said, an Indian Plishtadel, to see a Melech. V'kom Ozob Hadayi Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was also going, walking with everybody else. Even though he was blind, he was also going to see the king. Because even though you're blind, we hold his mechuyev a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah to see a king, he was also running to see the king. Ashkechei hu tzaduki. A tzaduki met up with Rav Sheshes. Omalei tzaduki asked Rav Sheshes. Chatz velen hara. I understand why a whole barrel goes to the north to get water. But kegani laya. Why does a broken barrel go to the water to be filled up with water? As it meant to say, you Rav Sheshes, you're blind, so what are you going to see the king? You can't see the king anyway. Rashi, Chatzvon Hora, Hakadim Ashleimim Holchim Menor Lishrev Mayim. That's good. A full Shalom Nikka Kli, you fetch water with it. Or the Gani Laya Hashvurim, but the broken barrels Lehechim Kleima Loma Holchim. What do you take them to fill up water with? The Yafata Shata Suma Vulei Teru Lehechim Telech. You're not going to be able to see the king anyway, So why are you going for? That was a zukiy kasha. Ever since not a kasha, because the fourth we hold the sumas mechuyev and mitzvahs. So he went to see the melech, even though he can't see it, but he went there. Omaleh, he entered the back. So Shesh entered back. It's zukiy. Torachazi, come and see. The yadin that's famous. That I know more than you. I'll be able to tell more about the king than you will. Cholav gundor kamais. The first bunch of soldiers came. Ki kavsha. They made a lot of noise. Is almost as Duki said, Omalay Yehud Saduki, Osamalka, it's a lot of noise, Mistam, right now the king is coming. Omalay Rashashis Loy Kosi, no, you should know the king is not coming yet. So my answer was, Cholav Gundatin, king didn't come. Cholav Gundatin Yona, a second batch of the soldiers came, Kikavsha, they also made a lot of noise. Omalay Yehud Saduki, Hashta Kosi Malka, now the king for sure is coming. Omalay Rashashis Loy, no, he's still not coming. Kosi Malka. The Malka is still not coming yet. Cholav Tlisoi, so a third batch of the soldiers came. Ki Koshoska. It was very quiet now. Omar Leva, Sheshes, Vadei Hasht Osi Malka. Now the king is coming. And that's what happened. The king came then. Omar Yud Saduki, Minola Choho. How do you know this is Sheshes? How do you know when the king is coming? How do you know to pick the right time? Omar Lei, the Malchusa, the Arya, came Malchusa, the Rikia. What happens on this world is main a little bit what happens in Shemayim. Tehsev, and I know a pasuk in Malachim, it talks about how Kodesh, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes. Pasuk says, Save your marato b'halof ni Hashem. Come and stand up by the har in front of Hashem. Vini Hashem, oiver, Hashem will pass by. Ruach gedoyla v'chazik, meforek horim. A strong wind will come, they'll like break the horim, or meshabes loyim, lefnei Hashem. And they'll break stones in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, loy beruach Hashem. Hashem is not coming in the strong wind. V'yachlo ruach rash. And after the wind, there'll be a big tumult, a big noise. Aber loy beruach Hashem. Hashem doesn't come in the rash. V'yachlo rash. After the big noise, then esh. Will come a big fire. Also, there's not the pasuk loy beesh Hashem. Hashem doesn't come in the fire. Now, v'yachlo esh killed the mama daka. At the end, there'll be a nice, smooth voice called the mama daka, a small voice. And kiyosa malka. Kiyosamalka. Oh, that should not appear. The moment of Dhaka. And that's when the Kodesh Baruch will come. The Kodesh Baruch will come when everything is nice and quiet. So Melech Rashesh just understood that the Melech is going to come now also after the noise quiets down and it gets small, then he'll come. So the moment of Kiyosamalka, when the Melech came, Postnach Rashesh has become a Baruch Lei. Rashesh made a Baruch. If he was a Melech Yisrael, he made Shecholak. Or was Melech Vadaka, and he gave Bracha Shenosa Mechvaydi, made a Bracha. Omalei Utsaduki, Lemandalei Chozilei Kamavorchis. You don't see him, so what are you making a Bracha for? If he's right, he gave Sarah Stak Mesheshis. So the more my heavy lady Utsaduki, what happened to Utsaduki? What was his maskonon? Ezekiel the Yamri, Chavru Kichalinu, Liene, that as Chaverim, his friends, came and pulled out his eyes. And about he gave a Shesha so much sorrow that me the Kneg and me that his life was taken out. Vika the Yamri or Sheshis, Nosan Ain of Boy, but Sheshis looked at him, stared at him with a Kerich of his eyes, the Nasa Gal Shalatzomis, became a pile of bones. So Mashar speaks out, Tup Shot, the Mayor Shesh didn't have eyes, but Sheshis couldn't see. So one shot he says, as a nest happened now, the Sheshis got his eyes like that. And when his Kayach had his eyesight, he was able to look at him, and he gave him like a Kolo. Just like the Mashal's Nazi before, just like the Chalemi. A person, a Nefesh, has a Kayach to do things, either with your eyesight, by looking at somebody, you give an Ayin Hara, or else with your Dibur, you give a Bracha, give a Kolo. And then by a Chalem, you have a Kayach to interpret the Chalem with the Kayach of a Dibur. Here, Rosh Hashanah just looked at him and gave him an Ayin Hara, he turned into a Gal Shotam. Mor Shelo Nagde Luhu Gavra. Rosh Hashanah gave somebody Malkus. The boil mitzvahs. It's the year there was boil a mitzvahs. It was Rosanna with a shiksa or a mitzvahs. He gave him out. Is Othal, so this person, or Othal Vekurtsi, he became friendly with the king's men, Vey Malka. Omar, and he told the king's men, Ika Chad Gavri B'Yudoi, there's one yid, the Kodayan Dino that makes his own Psak Din, but Loi Hamon of the Malka, he doesn't ask the king's permission. So he wants to get even on Roshela. Roshela gave me Malka's. He wanted to be a malshin on Rosh Hashanah. Shodir alei pristika, and the melech sent the policeman to catch him. Kiyosa, when the policeman came, Amrilei, my time on a defele high. How come you gave this person Malkus, like without getting Rishus to give Malkus? Omalus, Rosh Hashanah said, Tzavua Hamorta. This person was well a Hamor. So actually, even the Goyim understand it's a terrible thing to do. So Amulei, so the policeman set up Zoy, Isla Chosadi, do you have any aides that he did something like this? Amulein, Rashi said, yeah, about to have aides. Is also Eliyo, Eliyo Novi came, Idmalei Kinish. He was Madame, he looked like a person, even though Amol Eliyo Novi was like a Malach. Here he came down like a person, the Yasset, and he set over aides. Amulei, the policeman said over, Ehochi, if it's true what you're saying, that this person was Berla Hamor, Achamarto, Sabazoi, Bar Katlahu, or Bazoi the Khrul, if you're Dinim, once you gave him a din, you should have killed him already. He had a Chiv Mitzah, how come you only gave him Alkis? Like you meant to ask Kashas, like how, if it's true what you're saying, you should have killed him. Omlu, Soshela, answered back, Anan, Os Eden, Miyoima de Galinim, from the day we went out to Golis, the Aryan from Eretz Yisrael, less one Rishus Alamikto. We don't have any more Rishus to give a Chiv Mitzah. That's why I couldn't do more than just give Malkis. Osun, my Devisan Avidubei. But he told over the king's men, like the policemen, whatever you want to do to him, Gesundheit, hey, you have a courage to kill, you want to kill him, kill him. Adamaini Bei Bedino, while the Vice Gracia man, the policeman, was mine, what din, what type of punishment to give this person, Tosach Rashel of Yomer. Rashel is about to say a posik. The Chod, the posik of Yomim, Yomer Hashem, but Lechor Hashem, Magdullah, the Agur, Akteras, Venetz, we heard, he said this posik. Amrilo, so the policeman asked the Rashela, Maika Amrit, what Pasuk, what are you talking about, what are you saying? Amalo, Hochi Kamina, this is what I'm saying. Hochi Kamina, Baruch Rachmona, events of the Abishta, the Yoyev Machusa Bayer, that he gave such a government on this world, Kain Machusa Durkiah, just like the government in Shemayim. The Yoyev Machul Shotona, that he gave a Shultan, a policeman, the Rach Medina, somebody knows how to give Sagin, like he spoke nice about his going. Rashi Rach Medina, I have a mishpat. Like you love mishpat, you're doing good mishpat. Like he's like confident in them. Omru, so the goyim said, Chaviv Olei, you cover the machusa kuli hai. Do you like so much the way us, the way we rule around here? Is Rabbi Zoy, they liked him so much of Shaila, is Yoyev Le Kufa. They gave him the stick. Rashi Matya Ludus, but they gave him the stick to show that they made him a like a policeman, or gave him a kayak to be right there to take over now. And they told her, Shayla, you could be a dying now. You give out the ancient the way you want. Is he having nofak when they were going out? Omalei, who gavra to this person? Yes, sir, Shayla. Ovid Rachmana Nisal Shakri. Is it true that the Abisha does need some somewhat of lies? In other words, you know I wasn't Berla Chamor. I was only Berla Mitzrit. So why did you lie and Hashem did need to you? Hocha Yomalei. So Rashayla answered him back. Rosha, you're a Rosha. Lav Chamori, Rosha Lav Chamori Ikri. You know, Rishoyim or Mitzris, the Shiksa, isn't she called like a Chamor? The Pasuk says, Asher Besar Chamorim Besorim. That is the boss of Goyim is Goyim to the Besar of a Chamor, of a donkey. So, no, I didn't lie. I said, you're a Berla donkey, it's the Berla Mitzris, is the same thing. Chazio de Kaosel Meimelhu de Karinu Chamri. So Rav Shela saw that this person now was about to tattletale again on him and told the Goyim what he called them, that Rav Shela calls the Goyim Chamorim. Oma, so Rav Shela said, Hi Roidifu, this person right now was a Roidif like going to kill me, because he knows if he's going to tell on me to the Goyim will come and kill me. So what should I do now? V'yateirom, the Torah says, in Baal Horcha, somebody you know for sure is coming to kill you, Hashkem Horcha, you have a Raheta to go kill him. That's called a Roidif. If somebody's coming to kill you, you're not machuyev to stand and let him kill you. The kuach nefesh you to save yourself, even if you have to kill him. See, since he's a malsh and he's telling on me, if he would tell, I will be killed. So I have a right not to kill him. It's machuyev the kuf of the katliya. So Rav Shela took the stick that he got and hit him and killed him. That was the meisa. Now Rav Shela said, "Hoye Omar, hoye v'yisaved li nisa by kroh. Since the nest happened while I was staying over this posuk before." Of the Chor Hashem Agul Vagvura Dashinle Dashinle. Let me go ahead and darshin all the words in this pasuk. Pasuk says the Chor Hashem Agdula Zu Meister Brachus. Kosh Baruch Gdula means he made Meister Brachus. Yuchein the Weiner Oisig Gdula Tadein Chaker. That's called Gdula. It means Meister Brachus. He created the world. The Agvura, the pasuk of the Chor Hashem Agdula Vagvura Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's where we saw the Gvuras of Hashem. Shenema Vayah Yisrael Asiyot Hagdula. We saw the Gdula. The Atiferus Apostle says, Zucham Levona, Sha'omdu Loyal Yeshua. The nest happened and stood there longer for Yeshua, Shinema Vaidim Hashemesh Vereach Omar. That's called out the Ferris, the soul Ferris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he made the Yireach stand up, stay longer. V'hanetach, zum aploso sharoim. When Rome fell down, that's called the Netzach. V'chein uvoimeh, v'yeh, nitzchom al begodai. Moshe nitzchom al begodai goes on to the great Mephilus of Rome. V'yahoid, zum alchif nach le'arnam. We had before. That with the Amorayim were hiding in the stone in the caves in the mountains, and then the mountains are crushed together and they all got killed. Tichol Bashramayim, Uvorit, what is that going on? Zum Khamas Tisra. Shinema min Shemayim Nilchim Rakachovin, Bimsuloisim. Lucho Hashem Hamamlocha, Zum Khamas Hamolik. Luchainu Waime, Kiyad Al Kais Ka, yeah. Right, the pasuk says, even the head of the person takes care of irrigation, of like watering the fields. Min shemayim anilei, they take care of him in shemayim. That's the last pasuk of this time. A new memory saying, Rabbi Yechon. Well, the chol rosh. What does it mean? The chol rosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the head of everybody. Means even the rosh who takes care of watering the fields. It's also min mana min hashemayim. So that's the chol rosh. The chol hakom lios the rosh who misnasi kleina shugayzer mamida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints him. Reish kagenison bor hamamune al hachoyfrim chafirus lemalos mayim velahashkes dem to the same. The irrigation then used to fill up a bore full of water, and this water would go and fill up all the other lands. So the one of taking care of that, he's also appointed min hashemayim. The Masnis and Tanin, another place it says Mishmei Rabbi Kiva. He dashed in the first a little bit different. That was the Gdula by Kriyas Yamsin. The Hagvura Zumakis Mechiris. The Atifere Zuman Torah. The Yanetach Zu Yerushalayim. So Yehoid Zu Beis Hamikdash. It goes on the Beis Hamikdash. That's called the Hoid of Klal Yisrael. The Matan Rabbanim. Horoye Bote Yisrael V'Yeshuvan. If you see a bias of Yisrael V'Yeshuvan, so Rashi learns that means this man, the bias Sheni, when he still had the Beis Hamikdash, is Oymei Yisrael Brocha Boruch Matzir Gevul Almona. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu built up again the Gevul of the Almona Yishlayim after the first Churban. It was called Namona. Then Hashem built it back up again. Rashi Baruch Matzim Gvul Amonot going B'yishav Vayishen. And the lock that's brought down, it means a chosh of a house, like a big usher, a beautiful house, and then you can make this brother. B'chubonon, if you see a bias of Yisrael, B'chubonon, I'm there, Baruch Dainens. Both the Yerzit Yechovim B'yishuvon, if you see a guy that has a beautiful house, is I'm there, Bayez Geyim Yisach Hashem. Bayez Geyim means a bias from a guy, Geyim means a Balgaivinik, does wishes, as Yisrach Hashem, Hashem like should destroy it. V'chubon u'mayna, kel nekames Hashem, kel nekames Sofiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back the kamer from the goyim. Ulov Rav Chizda hevi ko'az li biyucha. Ula and Rav Chizda were walking in the road. Ki mote yapischa devei Rav Chana, bar chaniloi. When they came and passed by the door, where at least his house used to be, and that was v'chubonah, but where his house used to be, where devei Rav Chana, bar chaniloi's house was, is not like Rav Chizda v'yasna. He like bowed down and started to cry, started to cry. Omar Yudlus Ulu told him, "Am I comes naches? How come you like crying now? It's no good for you." V'yomer Rav, "Anocha sheveres chati gubu shalodim." This feeling bad that you're in that bad mood and it's crying, it breaks half your goof. Shenema v'yata benodom heonach b'shivroi masnayim. Like with anocha is gonna break down your masnayim. Rav Yechon Amar Af Kol Gufa Shlodim. His being in a bad mood, with crying, to break down your guf. Shenemar Vohoye Ki Yomu Lecho Al Ma'ato Nenach V'Yamato Al Shmuel Ki Bo. The Nimas Kolei. His whole life will be like destroyed. Nimas. Well, faint away. So it's a bad thing to be in a bad mood. So he asked him, "How come you're crying? How come you're in a bad mood now?" Omalei Heichi Lo Yisnach. How can't I be in a bad mood? Based on this bias of Rav Chana Bachani Loi, the heavy boy when it was built up, the Yeshuvan, the heavy boy Shisin Afisa B'Yamama used to have 60 cooks in the daytime cooking for him. The Shisin Afisa B'Layla used to have 60 different cooks cooking at nighttime for him. The Afin, and used to bake lechoma the tzorch. He used to have a big household. Whoever wanted to come in to eat could eat. He was an usher and he used to do a lot of chesed. V'loy shokal yodem in kisa, never took his hand out of his pocket. The zavar, nor to be able to get struck on. Dilma osa oni, bar toivim, maybe an oni, that has a good yichus will come, like a tzaddik will come to him. V'yadamatile in kisa, and while he's going to put his hand in his pocket, come ichsif, this oni will be embarrassed. So he always used to keep his hand ready to give the money. V'su, have a psichon le arba bovi le arba ruchso. The Alma used to have four doors to his house on all four sides. The whole day of the aisle, coffin, whoever came in, hungry, Norfolk Kisava went out there filled up. There the Shodalane used to throw outside Chita Musari, wheat and barley. The Shnei Betsuras, Avroi, in the hungry years, used to throw it outside his house. The Choman the Chlifa, Nilsala Mishkal Bimama, whoever is embarrassed to come and ask for food in the daytime, or see the Shaka Balema, he'll come and take it at night. That's how much of a tzaddik this Rav Chana Bachnuai was, and what he did with his money. And now that after the Churban, shouldn't I cry about it? Now that this house caved down, and it's like a stone, a pile of stones, shouldn't I cry? So he said, this is a Griechen that said, Miyoyim Shechor Vesamigdash, after the Churban Abayis, Nigzurog Zera Botem Shah Yisrael Shechovu. Who Adin is the Klola that there'll be a Churban for the bottom of the Tzadikim? It's like we can't be better than the Eibishter. The Eibishter's bias had a Churban, so the Botem Shah Tzadikim will have a Churban. Shenema the Pesach says, B'yozne Hashem Tzavokos. Im Loibatim Rabim Lashama Yiyu Gedolim V'Tozim Mien Yoshev. That they'll be without a place to live. The Yom Rav Yechanan, Dr. Yechanan, now you want to like tease him a little bit. Yom Rav Yechanan. He should know the same way Hashem took it away, and it's Hashem, and it's Mashiach, Hashem will bring it back again. It's a tzaddik, and the Rabbi Teich, and Hashem will be like Har Tzion. Ma Har Tzion, just like the Beis Hamikdash. Otsir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'achziroi Li'yishuvoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it back, Li'yishuvoi Mais HaMashiach, is Afotem Shal Tzaddikim. Who are at the bottom of the tzaddikim also is also the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yahvirum Yeshuvan. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring it back to Yeshuvan. So Meli, he must tell him, don't feel so bad. This bias that fell in now, the Mitzvah Hashem will be built up again. Still, he saw that Ula wasn't Meshiv Das. Ula still felt bad. True, the Mitzvah Hashem will be built up, but right now he felt terrible about it. So Amalei, if you're going to tell him another thing, you can't cry so much. Well, it can't be worse than the Churban Abayis. The Drashi Dayel Yevet Sheik Rabbi Sherei Beis Hamikdash Chora Shu Beis Hashlo Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you can't feel that bad upon any Churban that's happening right now. But the thought is the Churban Abayis. So you can't feel worse for this.
Then you feel for your own house. All right, turn over now and continue on the other side. Turn over.